And now on 2UE, 4BC and across Australia, it's back to John Kerr.
Now, Samuel, good morning and a happy birthday.
Thank you very much, John, and thank you for your card.
That's all right.
I didn't see it arrive in the mail yesterday, but I saw it. A couple of days ago, I made an executive decision that I wasn't going to open any mail that I received at all until today.
Your actual birthday today, Saturday, yeah?
Yes. And so I came home from work early this morning, and I saw a new envelope sitting on the chair that's just growing a pile of envelopes and parcels at the moment.
What a popular fellow you are, Samuel.
I exaggerate slightly. It's not quite a pile yet. It will be if I stack a couple of things on top of each other, though. But I loved the gag on the card.
Yeah, you liked the gag, did you?
I did.
Yes. It's a bit mean spirit of me, but anyway, I thought you'd see it and have a bit of a laugh.
Oh, it's
so how old are you today?
20.
Oh, you're only 20? My God, you're a child.
Yes, only 20.
Well, a very happy birthday, Samuel. What's the plan for the day?
I don't really know.
All a bit of a surprise, is it?
Yeah, looking forward to just a low-key day with friends and family. And, of course, Natty, the little doggy who's having a little sleep at the moment, it's her birthday today as well. She's probably not listening, so I can probably tell you that she's getting some cheesecake for her birthday.
Oh, what kind of a little puppy is it?
It's a little Jack Russell.
Oh, okay. So getting some cheesecake. Mm. Oh, God, that'll go in about 5 seconds flat.
It will. Yeah, I hope she doesn't have the transistor radio in the bed with her.
In case it had escaped your attention, I'm not speaking doggy.
Well, she might have a translator.
Yeah. More important, what are you going to get? You've got no idea what you're going to score today?
No.
Oh, well, that's good. I like surprises.
I got a T-shirt and some cake from people at work, which was very nice yesterday. In fact, it's an interesting day, the 2nd of June, because a lot of people seem to have their birthday on it. And I suppose you can say that about every day, but...
Yeah, Tarzan.
Yeah.
Johnny Weissmuller.
Yeah. I know another person at work has their birthday today, and I was speaking to Joanna this morning, and she's two people she knows are having their birthday today.
Oh, popular date, the 2nd of June. Charlie Watts, the drummer with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Steve Waugh and Mark Waugh, the twins, the cricketing twins.
Yeah.
And Samuel Gordon Stewart.
Indeed. And I think today was the day Marconi invented the wireless.
He certainly did.
Mm, which would explain my love of radio.
Well, it's probably got something to do with it. And do you know that he was only 22 years of age, the Italian inventor, when he patented the wireless? In other words, he'd invented it and he patented it on this day in 1896. 22 years of age, the old Marconi. Well, he wasn't all that old, was he, really?
Not really, no. You just stepping away from the topic for a moment, but you had a story during the news about an Indian airline and their air hostesses.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I've got to say that that I find the decision a little bit odd to not have any even mildly overweight air hostesses. I mean, I can understand not having people who are extremely overweight, but to be perfectly honest, I would feel much safer on a plane that has... slightly overweight staff than I would on a plane which has staff in high heels, because I don't know how you'd balance in turbulence in high heels.
Good point. Well, there are some American airlines that shall remain nameless who do have, I don't know about overweight, but, you know, people who are not the average weight that you would expect of somebody who's working the cabin in an aircraft.
Yeah, as long as they can do the job, really. I mean, I can understand that you have to have some weight restrictions on an aeroplane, which is why we have luggage restrictions, but I think as long as they can do the job, I don't...
Yes, that should be the criteria.
And
yeah.
Personally, I don't think high heels help anyone do a job on an aeroplane.
Mm. Well, I don't think too many of them do wear high heels. They might wear high heels when they come on board, but I'm just trying to get a mental picture now of every... cabin flight attendant that I can recall, female, and they all get into flatties during, you know, the flight itself when they're serving and wandering up and down the aisle and telling people to get back in their seat when people want to jump out when the seatbelt sign is on. No, they all wear flatties. I've never seen anybody in the serving process wearing high heels because you couldn't do it.
True. And one can only hope that that's what wasn't mentioned in the BBC News report, that they do wear flat shoes, because otherwise it would be a mess if there was any turbulence.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, well, I'm delighted to be with you, and let's hope that you and I are still friends in about a year's time. There's no reason why we shouldn't be, and I can absolutely, well, I'll have to be with you to wish you a happy 21st.
And I think it'll be a Sunday next year, so fingers crossed you'll be on the air to do the same again next year.
Well, we'll see. That's on the lap of the gods. We'll see what happens.
Indeed.
Happy birthday. Have a really good day. We look forward to hearing maybe on Sunday or Monday how well it went for you.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Right, have a really good day, Samuel. A lovely young fellow. I didn't know he was that young, 20 years of age. Fantastic, really, isn't it? I don't even remember 20.